All right, guys, I would like you to turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 5. The Gospel of Mark chapter 5. We're going to continue today with the story that we were looking at last week. Remember, there was a synagogue ruler. He asked Jesus to come and help him with his daughter, who is having some real issues, and Jesus says, yes, I'll go. And then on his way to go, a woman touches him who has had an issue of blood for 12 years and so, and Jesus pauses and wants to know who touched him, and we talked about that all last week. Well, now we're going to get back to the young ruler today. And I was thinking about this morning as I was reflecting on this message and thinking about this story. We know the story. We've been taught the story. All the Gospels speak of this story. That is, the first three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And it's really easy for us to just read through it and then really not grasp what's going on here. And as I was reading it this morning, and as I was thinking about it, I realized that sometimes what I need to do and what you need to do is slow down for a moment and consider what's happening here. So what are we going to consider, George? Well, we're going to consider, we're talking about a dad. He has a position in the community. And his daughter is sick and hurting. And when you're a dad or a mom, and your little one is hurting, I think we can relate, right? I think about my kids. I would do anything for my kids. Do you understand? So like my youngest, Hudson, went to some function down in Virginia, down near the North Carolina border. And so I am a nervous kind of guy with my kids. So I'm like, can you share your location with me? Dad only wants to see you where you are on this trip. When we're done, you can take me off. You don't need to worry about his dad creeping on me. You know, I just want to see that you got there. So, and then he drove home last night. Through the night, up from southwest Virginia all the way up to getting back home to where he lives in West Decatur. And I'm just nervous for my kids. You guys are like that. You know what I'm saying? This dad is like that. And I can't even imagine what he was feeling because he's got Jesus' attention. And Jesus said, okay, I'll go with you. And then as they're going, I can see the excitement welling up in his heart. The text doesn't tell us that. But then there's this interruption. Jesus is focused on somebody else. I mean, I would be, you would say, oh, a spiritual guy who's the ruler of the synagogue, he should be thankful that this lady is being healed. No, I'm thinking my child is hurting. But it is the teacher, so you just suck it up, right? But then he gets devastating news. And that's where I think we can relate. What do you mean? Well, let's look at the passage together. Okay, so we're going to look at verses 35 through 43. I want you to notice what Mark records. Now, while he was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house some who said, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not fear. Only believe. And he allowed no one to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. They came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and Jesus saw the commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. And when they had entered, he said to them, "Why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him, but he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child